Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello, you are listening to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. I know that there's a discrepancy between the titles of the podcast, between our intro and what I just said. That's been going on for the last few weeks. I just haven't gotten that introduction re-recorded. So that'll be happening. But today I am planning to record this podcast and I talk to you about gratitude. We are coming to the end of 2021, which I think by all accounts, most folks would say it's probably one of the more challenging years they've been through. Lots of things I never thought I would ever experience have happened here in America and across the world, really. I think a lot of folks have struggled with a lot of negative emotions. And today I want to talk at the end of the year about the things that I am feeling grateful for, and also about the effects gratitude can have on you as a human being and your health. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start with kind of what the research out there says about gratitude. And when I talk about gratitude, typically, I'm talking about a gratitude practice where you are on a daily basis having a formal expression of your gratitude. Some folks recommend doing this with a gratitude journal or a gratitude blog that they will use at the end of a day, and they'll write however many things they want to write. Like some of them will write everything that they feel grateful during the day for. And some people just challenge themselves to write three things that they feel grateful for at the end of a day. But the point is having a gratitude practice, because that's what we have seen statistically benefit health. So multiple studies have shown a strong and consistent association between gratitude and greater happiness. So this was most recently where I read it was in a Harvard article that was put out. Other studies show that people who consciously count their blessings tend to be happier and less depressed. They did a study on college kids that were coming in for counseling. Studies have also showed greater neural sensitivity in the prefrontal cortex, which is a brain area associated with learning and decision-making. So they showed that this improves learning, memory, those kinds of things. They've also shown that the benefits associated with a gratitude practice includes better sleep, more exercise, reduced symptoms of physical pain, lower levels of generalized inflammation in your body. They were able to measure that and show that a consistent gratitude practice lowers that. Lower blood pressure is associated with consistent gratitude practices. And then they show a host of other associated health benefits with those who have a formal gratitude practice. So, and lastly, gratitude's health benefits are limited only in how much you pay attention to feeling and practicing gratitude. So it's not like you have to have like the latest and greatest shoes to go out there and run. Like, it's not like the benefits of exercise, right? The benefits of gratitude can truly be practiced anywhere, and they're only limited in your ability to pay attention to it and feel the gratitude. There is no reason not to implement a gratitude practice. So today I am going to run through my gratitude practice, my end of year gratitude practice with you. First and foremost, my gratitude is for my family, my husband, who is relentless in his support of me and my ambitions, my children, who regularly bring me joy and remind me of the benefits of innocence and forward thinking and Remind me of the benefits of not being afraid to try things new. That is an amazing quality of a child. They know they're not supposed to have mastered everything. And so they don't have the frustration that's associated with those of us who are adults and feel like we should be experts at everything we try. So I love the joy that I get watching my children learn new things and try new things. And then the like greater lessons that they don't even know that they're teaching me. So I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for loving parents who sacrificed a lot of sleep and a lot of calmness in my youth, in my younger years, so that they can make sure that they raised somebody who was a functional member of society. And I'm grateful to them. I'm grateful for their love. I'm grateful for the love they showed me when I was young, and I'm grateful for their continued love and support. And then I'm grateful for a robust extended family. I have a grandmother who is 92 and still alive. I have aunts and uncles that I have close relationships with. I have cousins. My brother, who I'm also eternally grateful for, such a great guy and so thankful to have such a close relationship with a sibling. There is nobody who understands all the jokes the way my brother understands all the jokes. So I'm really grateful, always grateful for my brother. But he and I, and some of my cousins that live in the Chicago area, we still text every week back and forth. We watch quote unquote football together, and we're on this big group text, and we're always talking about the game and what's going on. And I'm just grateful to have extended family that I am close with, and on any day I could reach out to, and it's not like, oh, I haven't talked to you in 20 years. So I'm truly, truly grateful for all of the amazingness that I have in my family. I'm also grateful for my friends. I have a pretty strong core group of friends, about 7 people I would count, who I've known for some as short as 12 years. That's probably the shortest friendship that I have in this core group of friends, and some as long as 35 plus years. And these are people that I have regular contact with on a regular basis. Any moment that I think of them, I still feel connected with them at any given time. I know I could reach out to any of them in a heartbeat, and they would be there for me for anything that I need. And it's truly, truly a gift to have that kind of longevity in a friendship. These are truly my ride or die people. Like, I know they're there for me through thick and thin, not just because they have to be. Like, my family has to be with me, right? Like, you can't get rid of me. I'm your family. But these people are here because they truly love me. They loved me before I was a nurse, before I was a doctor, before I did anything successful. They loved me when I was just some silly kid in high school trying to figure out how to get from class to class and learn how to drive a car. These are my people, and there is no more amazing gift to me than those friendships that have been stuck around with for so long. So I'm grateful for those folks. I am grateful for my work. I have an avenue that I feel allows me to fulfill my purpose in this world. I have a very strong sense of what my purpose in this world is, and to have an avenue that clearly gives me the ability to fulfill my purpose in work or in this world is one of the greatest things I can imagine. I mean, I can't imagine feeling this strong sense of purpose and not having a clear way to go out and fulfill that. So I believe it is my purpose in this world to guide those who want to be healthy to a healthy lifestyle. I've always felt that way. I went into nursing because of that purpose. And then I went on to medical school because of that purpose that I felt in my core. I'm grateful to have this really amazing avenue to fulfill my purpose in this world. I'm always and every day grateful for the creature comforts in my life, the things that make my life easy. Heaters, because it's cold outside and cold is uncomfortable and I don't like it. I'm grateful for beds and mattresses that make my back feel good and not bad. I'm grateful for blankets and weighted blankets. I'm grateful for televisions that entertain me. I'm grateful for kitchens that are comfortable in a home that I love, that's near a park, and that I get to go out and exercise, whether it's at the gym or running in my neighborhood. And then I get to enjoy a roof over my head and a warm spot in the morning to meditate, and the safety that's there for all of those things. Those seem trite to offer gratitude for, but my life is much better because of those things. And I recognize that on a daily basis. And I do offer gratitude for those things on a daily basis, because I know that I would not be as comfortable, and I don't like to be uncomfortable. And so much happiness and joy comes from just being comfortable. So I'm grateful for those creature comforts in my life. I am grateful to be an American. I've traveled outside of the country, not far, not much, but I've traveled outside of the country to developing countries. And when I came back, I was tearful. And I still get tearful just thinking about that airplane ride back to LaGuardia in New York City, landing on American soil, on my home soil, in my homeland. The gratitude that overwhelmed me for that was palpable. But I'm thankful that I get to call America home for all of its ups and downs, for all of the things we clearly have to work on in this country. I'm still thankful that this is my home. And I'm thankful for the clean and safe drinking water. And I'm thankful that the safety that's afforded to me in this country, that's really of no sacrifice of mine. It's from a sacrifice of another human being, whether sacrifice in service or the ultimate sacrifice of their life, that I get to be an American and that my home country is safe and that I have all of these comforts, clean drinking water, infrastructure, roads, also, I mean, the FDA making sure drugs are safe and, you know, making sure food is safe, all of those things that I am afforded because somebody else made a sacrifice for my comfort. And I'm grateful for that. And lastly, and most importantly for 2020, because this has been a big year for my business. My business has grown amazingly in the year of 2020. And there's been growth for me personally with that. But what I have realized more than any of my personal growth is the growth that I have benefited from due to my amazing clients. So the last bit of gratitude I want to talk about on this podcast is the gratitude I have for my clients. Each and every one of them teach me lessons. They make me grow as a coach. They make me grow as a human being. They trust me to be their guide on their path to health and wellness. It's a challenging path, and they trust me to be with them and walk with them. They share their deepest vulnerabilities with me, and they trust me to help them with that. They're courageous enough to do the things that I recommend, the things that I teach them, and then they have these amazing breakthroughs, and I get to be there with them all through that path. My clients, I'm teared up right now. My clients are an endless well of inspiration to me, and I'm so grateful every day for the time I get to spend and be part of their lives with them. So that's the last bit of gratitude, and I want you to know they're right. You run through all the gratitude that you have, and you truly feel happier. You can't help but feel happier. So I challenge you as the year comes to a close, it's a hard year, but the happiness that you will get from digging deep and finding those things that you are grateful for, even in 2020, will benefit you. It will benefit your health. It will benefit your mood. It will benefit you. And then maybe a challenge as you start 2021 to start working on a daily gratitude practice. There's health benefits that come from it, but hey, in the end, if you get nothing else, then you feel better. That is a win. So happy new year as it's coming. Let's welcome in 2021 with the challenge of a gratitude practice to make every day a day that you're feeling better and feeling good. So happy new year to everybody. And I will talk to you next time in 2021. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.